Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabriel Dio. And I'm here today with Drew Goel, the CTO and co-founder of AeroTime. Good evening, I think, in your case, Drew, right?
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I don't know what that meeting thing was. That's never happened before. So, oh, well. So you're in India now, correct?
Yep. I'm in India right now, but I traveled at the time when the COVID cases were just peaking up, and you know, now I'm stuck here.
Wow. Well, we could talk more about that later. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. I'm the co-founder and CTO of AeroTime. Before starting AeroTime, like 6 months back, I was part of Amazon, where I worked for more than 7 years. As an engineer, I led multiple different initiatives there, such as NoSQL databases at AWS, Amazon Search. And then around 6-7 months back, you know, like we started working on AeroTime and we quit our jobs. And since then, so good so far.
So good. Well, that's good. So tell us what AeroTime does. It's an interesting name. And who is your typical customer and what you do for them?
Yep. So I think AeroTime's primary customer base right now is engineering teams, product engineering and design teams, right? AeroTime is a calendar that helps reduce context switching and enables our user to be in a state of flow. Right? We do this today by automatically grouping your meetings together, creating dedicated time on your calendar for individual tasks, and shutting down all notifications when you really need to focus, right? With, I think, the recent shift to remote work, every small conversation at work today has become a meeting. Mm-hmm. And we are on a mission at AeroTime to help you organize your time so that you can be effective, not just busy all the time.
So typically, would a company purchase your product and you know, buy seats for each of their development team, or would it be individual developers?
So we have both the plans. As your team onboards onto AeroTime, we get much more powerful because the more users we have, the more optimal we can organize your calendars and meetings. But we do have a lot of individual users onboarding as well. So we have a good mix of people at this point.
Hmm. And you said you started this about 7 months ago. So during the pandemic. And do you believe that the need for this was increased because of the pandemic?
Yes, certainly. I mean, if I look at it over the last one and a half years before AeroTime, the meeting load on had increased quite a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there were no hallway conversations anymore, right? I mean, like people wouldn't get up for coffee and, you know, casually chat. So everything became like a one-on-one. And as organizations slowly shifted to remote work, a lot of people understood we needed those meetings, right? Because people like I myself started to miss those social interactions, right? And as our meetings increased, you know, like, I mean, like deep work decreased, right? That's how it works typically. Like with in the age of Slack, where everyone is just a ping away, it's hard to, you know, do a deep work where you can really get into a zone and, you know, like just forget everything else and do your work, right? Yes. So I think that's sort of was the motivation for us to create a product that could help users get into that state, right, where they could like get that zen and just work irrespective of whatever else was going around them.
Design and code what you want to do, right? And you don't want to be in yep. So and it's interesting, yep. You mentioned, you know, the water cooler meetings, but also remember people were meeting at lunch. I mean, even you would go to lunch with your coworker, so naturally you would talk work, and that also is missed now, right?
Yeah.
And how many people used to do meetings on their car through Bluetooth on the way to work?
Yes, and I mean, like, all that experience is just gone, right? Suddenly, I mean, like, nowadays, people typically don't even have lunch at the same time. Like, right. Everyone is just, like, due to how the, like, world works and, like, everyone is at their homes, different schedules. So it's, like, hard to even justify those social interactions, right? Like, it's hard to, like, I miss meeting people and, like, having lunch together and, you know, yeah. just doing any sort of social interaction.
Yes, no, and you're right. And so it's interesting. And it's funny because I would say a year and a half ago, if you wanted to have a meeting with someone that wasn't in the same building as you or in the same city, you would call them. You would do it. You would do a phone meeting. You wouldn't do a Zoom meeting. And now everything is Zoom. You're right. So everybody just says, hey, let's schedule a Zoom meeting, you know, yep. And it could be it could be a 5-minute meeting, which could have happened crossing each other in the hallway. But now it does. It breaks up your day. That like, okay, it's like you start and you stop and you start and you stop and you start and you stop. So that's what you're trying to tackle, right?
Yep, exactly. And I mean, if we think about how people schedule meetings today, I mean, like if I'm scheduling a meeting with you, Mark, I rarely am aware of your calendar or your priorities. Right. Mostly I'm setting up the meeting based on my time, mm-hmm. Which is sort of like a little bit counterintuitive, right? Especially mm-hmm. when we both have times where we could schedule the meeting and still be more effective, right? So that's the sort of challenge we figured out we could solve.
Yeah. And do you notice that people, now that you're out there, are people scheduling meetings more in the morning or in the afternoon? I would think morning, but I don't know. What's the data?
So I think the data is mixed. So a lot of different users have different preferences around these things. And this is one of the key takeaways we learned very early on when building the product. And we actually have a setting in our system, like in our product, where users can tell us when do they typically like to schedule meetings and at what time of day during they want like that state of flow, right? Where they could like just do work without getting distracted. Surprisingly, different individuals have completely different preferences. I mean, yeah.
Interesting. I would think people of my age group would tend to be more early morning since we naturally wake up early. I would think the younger kids tend to like midnight. And interestingly, now you started this company, so you had to have meetings yourself. So was it a chicken and the egg? Did you build the product first and then start the company, or did you start the company and build the product and start using it as you were building it?
Yeah, I think it was a chicken and egg problem because initially when we started working, started on the company, we obviously started with 100% remote, right? At the start, it was just like two of us. And as we started growing, more people joined us. And obviously they were still remote. I also started thinking, right? Like I need the product before I can be more productive, mm-hmm. but I had to be more productive to create the product.
Yeah. Right?
So it was a chicken and egg problem, but I think we were fortunate enough to get a good team. And we slowly, you know, we started building the product as well as using it. So at the initial few weeks, we were our customers ourselves, right? Like we used to give feedback to each other, like this is working for me, this is not working for me. I think it took us a month or so before we started really onboarding users.
Interesting. And so now that you're up and running and you're in India, I know part of the other companies in Seattle, I'm assuming, Do you foresee that you're going to continue to be a remote company, or do you think you're going to go to the let's have a nice office and bring people in from 9 to 5?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough question to handle right now, to be honest, right? When we started, I was in Seattle since 1 month ago, right? And I think our team was working out of two time zones and at least four different locations, right? This was in between US and India. So the time zones themselves are not super friendly, right? When there's night here, it's day there. But we still made it work, right, somehow. And a lot of people loved it. I mean, to be honest, we really loved being 100% remote. We could all work on our own schedules. Over time, I think we have identified quite a lot of things, solutions that we have put in place for us to be sustainable, like continuously remote. But at the same time, I think we might still do some form of social interactions starting next year or so, when like you know things are much more stable, where we could like all have a you know like go to office, talk to each other, shout at each other maybe, and you know like play games, have some form of social interactions. But so far we don't know if that will like it will become like a team event once a month, or is it going to be like 2 or 3 days in office? Yeah. We are not super sure.
Yeah, but that'll kind of and it's funny because you mentioned you have staff in the United States, you have staff in India, and if I remember right, it's either a 13 or a 13 and a half hour difference. So does your product take into account personal schedules?
Yes, we do. So I think time zone, since we had that use case ourselves, time zone was something we started handling at the very start,
mm-hmm.
Right? Where individual users could tell us what time zone they are in, like, and what are their working hours, right? Based on that, we try to like optimize everything.
Very interesting.
Right. So this was like something we baked into the product very early because I mean, like our team had that use case and we couldn't really create a product that we ourselves could not use.
So it sounds like your company is the beta company for your product. Is that true?
I think we were more like alpha, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have real beta users as well.
That's good. Well, that's good. So it's actually pretty interesting. You know, you don't generally talk, usually when a company is building a product, it's not something they use themselves, but that we call it in the United States, eating your own dog food. It's kind of cool. So what do you think about remote work in general going forward? Do you think it's here to stay, or do you think it's going to go back to the way it used to be?
No, I think remote work is definitely here to stay, right? If we look at like how people have felt over the last 2 years or so, like people have identified that there are a lot of advantages to remote work, mm-hmm. right? I mean, like you can be more efficient. Everyone can have their own schedules, right? A lot of people actually, at least in Seattle and Bay Area, I know they save some time in travel.
Oh yeah, like
you don't have to travel, right? So there are a lot of good things to it. I think, to be honest, when it started, most people saw the upside. I remember like within the first few months of it, everyone was like, I mean, like this is too comfortable. Like I don't know if I ever want to go back to office.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think we wildly underestimated the importance of social interactions.
Yes, right? I think so.
Right. I mean, like as I think I still remember as the team, which like already knew each other, they had built that social capital. They could still work very well in a remote setting. But as new people joined in, we didn't have those connections with those people.
Yeah.
I think we started figuring out that it was somewhat not working.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that is something I feel we can solve with the kind, like with some process changes. Like, everything we used to do at work, most of that was designed around a culture where people were coming to office, seeing each other's faces, talking to each other. As everything has moved remote, I think those processes need to evolve.
Yes.
Right. Primarily in terms of social communication. And I think the second key thing, at least from engineering perspective, is asynchronous communication. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, synchronous communication is no more, right? If we really think about it in remote work, most people are working, like someone is having a, like maybe they're working in the mornings and like then taking a break in the afternoons and doing working it back in evenings, right? Your schedule is your own now, right? So good documentation, good asynchronous communication, either through Slack, email, whatever works, right? And having some common time where all the relevant folks could come together, discuss everything. All these three things are super important from a company perspective, yeah. Right? And the second sort of thing I believe we need to evolve is we have to somehow formalize the informal communication, right? I mean, typically meetings in pre-COVID world were formal, like super formal. Like we knew what we would be discussing, and then we would all come back and, you know, like for all the informal things, we had like coffee breaks or lunch, right? Mm-hmm. But now that they are no longer available, we had to like, for us at Aerotime, we had to figure that part out. We had to start doing some form of cadence for virtual coffees, mm-hmm. Encourage informal catch-ups, like conveying emotions. I mean, like even if that means maybe using a little bit more emojis on Slack, or I don't know, like different individuals do that in different way. But I mean, just conveying what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Right at work. I mean, like if I would be frustrated, I would like, man, this I'm not able to figure this out, right? But I mean, that frustration, like just telling someone if I'm feeling happy or like ecstatic, it's hard now, right? So we have to evolve our processes in such a way. But I truly believe remote work is here today, here to stay, right? I mean, even if there are like organizations, companies, teams that don't go fully remote, it would still be sort of a hybrid model.
Yeah.
Right. But I certainly see a lot of companies going 100% remote from here on.
Yes, I would agree. So, well, I want to thank you for your time today. And I wish you good luck getting back to the US. Why don't you tell people what your website is in case anybody's interested in checking out your product?
Sure. I think our website is www.aerotime.ai. And everyone can check out our product there.
Yeah, so it's not that there's probably a .com version out there too from someone else owns
it. Well, it's coming soon.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, all right. Well, thank you again, and have a great week.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.